Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the fourth chapter of Galatians. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. There are jobs which are both sweet and sour, and Joshua Dawson has one of those jobs. Joshua, working for the I Am Genie Foundation, goes by the nickname the Experience Genie. In his role as the Experience Genie, Joshua has, so far, visited 70 different cities in the U.S. In those cities, he has spent over $1 million trying to fulfill the wishes and dreams of others. Recently, he gave away a helicopter tour, a visit to a spa, and an evening at a fancy restaurant. Making other people happy by granting them their surprise fulfillment of their heart's desire is the sweet part of Joshua's job. And the sour part? To be a recipient of Joshua's unexpected benevolence, you have to be diagnosed as having terminal cancer. Now, if you're wondering just how Joshua got himself involved with such a sweet, sour job, the answer is this. Joshua's dad died of cancer when he was only 53 years old. When that happened, Joshua dedicated himself to making the lives of those who were dying of cancer just a little bit better. In some respects, Joshua's job seems much like that of our Savior. You see, a long time ago, according to the will and wish of His Father, Jesus Christ came into this world for the purpose of making better the lives of those who were spiritually dying. His job wasn't so much to give us that which we wanted, as to bestow that which we most needed. It was a job which was both sweet and sour. On the one hand, Jesus raised a dead son, a dead daughter, a dead brother, and restored them to thankful families. He healed lepers and reunited them with their previous lives. He spoke words of peace to those who were troubled and joy to those who were oppressed. He freed people from their sins and gave them an opportunity to be saved. That was the sweet part of Jesus' life. And the sour? That which Jesus gave came at a cost. No, He didn't spend millions of dollars. No government treasury has ever been flush enough to pay the price for our forgiveness. In order for Jesus to give us what we needed, it was necessary for Him to be rejected, to be beaten, to be unfairly tried, and then crucified. It was a price the loving Lord was willing to pay. Now the risen Redeemer desires to come to every person in every town and every nation of the world. He wants to come and tell them that He has done all which is necessary for them to be forgiven and have salvation. And the more people who are brought to faith, the sweeter His job must be. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I give You thanks for drinking the sour cup of suffering, so my eternity might be sweet. In Your name I give thanks. Amen.